This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
It's not new. We've been talking about it for over 10 years now. That, you know, you'll talk about something and your phone will pick it up. Next thing you know, you're being inundated with ads.
Yep.
So we were talking about Valdez's speckled penis the other day, and literally within a half an hour, I'm getting vitiligo ads on my phone. Literally.
That was actually
Twitter. So you know how you ever, or X, whatever you call it, every few tweets, an ad will pop up.
Get so many ads on my Twitter.
Yeah, I'm getting vitiligo ads.
I don't get any of those.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe you have something, a setting that's better on your phone or something. The other thing is, I'm embarrassed to admit, I'm not super familiar with this comedian that we're promoting. Joe Coy, is that his name?
Mm-hmm.
And I've
hosted the Oscars or the Emmys and got panned.
I watched some of his stuff, and he's a funny guy for sure.
Sure.
But I'm getting ads for Joe Coy on my phone.
Well, that's because he's hitting Capital One.
I know
Arena.
He's playing locally. I know that. But I think it's because my phone is hearing, because we're running ads for it. Right?
No.
It's because your location is probably DC, and that's why it's...
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's a geo thing.
You probably watch reels of comedians and stuff.
Some, yeah, but it's like come out of nowhere.
Well, no, it's come out because they're advertising. They're promoting it.
Okay. It doesn't seem... Yeah, that's on my Instagram. I don't know why that's popping up. I know why the vitiligo's popping up. Because we were talking about your penis.
We know that.
Or you're Googling it because you're curious.
I've never... You know what? I will do that during the next break. I'm going to Google vitiligo penis.
So Joe Coy...
You want to do like... What's the thing where they do the perps? They have them all out there.
Yeah, and
you
gotta, perp walk.
And see if I can ID yours.
Yeah, you got to identify them. You want to see which ones...
No. I just want to. You know what? I am going to Google that during the next break. But anyway,
Joe Coy hosted the Golden Globes and got panned.
He did.
For sucking.
Well,
I don't know anything about Joe Coy.
He's about to sell out an arena.
He's
maybe not
doing
sell it out.
Very, very well.
Well, he's playing Capital One Arena.
Yeah, I heard Danny mention this.
Cause
I think
news to me.
They may have been giving away tickets on the Grant and Danny show.
We're giving away tickets on this station.
Yeah, and like think about it. You go from doing small theaters, and then you do one where you got 15,000 plus in attendance.
Great for
probably
him.
Not,
I just didn't
probably
know,
not a one-off. For
I did
him.
Not know he was that wildly popular.
Has he done like movies or anything too, or is it just purely stand-up at this point?
I'm not that familiar with Joe Coy.
I think this might be the first time. Maybe I'm just completely out of touch. I think this is the first I'm ever hearing his name.
Yeah,
like I'm not familiar.
I've
with
I've been
this
only familiar
work.
With him in the last week or so. But I mean,
is he funny?
I mean, sure.
Hmm.
Sure.
Drab. Is he funny?
I'll be honest, my only frame of reference for him is when, I don't know how you guys don't remember, we did like an entire day on him when he hosted the show.
I must have missed that. Maybe I missed that day.
He bombed at the Golden Globes.
Yeah. Okay.
Still remember
that's all I really know about him.
Vaguely,
he's like Asian.
Vaguely.
Bald.
Yeah. I don't know. My greater point is it just infuriates me when that our devices are just so involved in our lives and just eavesdropping on everything. It just makes me crazy. Now, that one you're saying is a geotag.
I mean, you could part with your devices, but I don't think you're going to do that.
Yeah, you do. You go first, and then I will.
I'm not the one that's that upset. That I just know that everything's listening to everything you say.
That same technology is giving you the reels that you so love.
It doesn't bother me that much.
You don't have like random reels. You're not getting the same reels that Cakes gets or Valdez gets. You're getting the ones that are.
My understanding is that's based on what I'm looking at.
Right.
So it's a little bit different than just listening. There's something about the listening part of it. I bought that cheap tablet, right? And I was setting it up yesterday.
So you canceled and then you ordered a new one.
Right. And then the original one, by the way, never did come.
Yeah.
And I'm setting it up, and it wants to ask me to allow it to, like, voice all this stuff. And I it just tilts me. It just makes me crazy that I'm allowing all these apps.
You allow so many cookies.
Yeah, to be on all the time and to be listening and eavesdropping on all my conversations. It just makes me crazy. Personally, it makes me crazy. I don't know why no one else seems to be bothered by it, but it bothers the F out of me. Not that I'm hiding anything.
I just think you probably don't think of how many times that technology actually helps you.
I don't know.
And gives you things that you want to see.
If I ask for it, fine. But does it have to listen to everything? And it's all mostly just for advertising. That's the way I see it impacting me.
That's what you think.
Huh? Yeah, right. Probably a million other reasons. But, you know, that's how I see it impacting me, is these dumb ads. But it just bugs the crap out of me.
So I wanted to bring up something that Jeremy Fowler brought up. Sometimes I want to call him Chris Fowler.
Okay.
There's Jeremy Fowler on ESPN and Chris Fowler on ESPN. Jeremy Fowler, we spent a lot of time talking about Myles Garrett.
Yeah.
And who knows what's going to happen here with Myles Garrett, right? He wants a trade. He wants out of Cleveland. Washington fans really want him to come here. Kind of depends on how much you have to give up, right? So Fowler said that he checked in on his sources,
mm-hmm.
and their stance of the Browns is it's a hard no.
Mm-hmm.
He said, I checked in on it this morning. They have no plans to trade him. That's been their sentiment since he made the trade request a few weeks ago. Teams are going to try, but I was told that not a lot of teams have inquired so far, in part because they know the answer is no.
Mm-hmm. I buy that.
Yeah, so don't get your sights set on having Myles Garrett in the burgundy gold. If it happens, it'd be great.
Right.
But if the Browns are dead set against dealing him and want to keep him there, he's under contract. And unless he just wants to sit out and miss game checks, he's probably going to play for the Cleveland Browns.
My new target are those two of the top three free agents there from Philly.
Yeah.
Those are my new targets.
You want to poach the Eagles.
Yes.
I like that tactic.
Yeah.
Make the opponent weaker,
right,
and get stronger.
Does Dallas have anybody of note that you would
like Micah Parsons if you could?
Yeah, but he's not available. I mean, if they give away Micah Parsons, they should just sell the team.
Yeah, supposedly negotiating a deal, yeah. But
I mean,
how long it took for the Cowboys to finally ink a deal with Dak?
Gary ultimately pays all his stars. So
I mean he paid CeeDee Lamb.
Michael will get paid. Micah will get paid.
Yeah, you can't. You can't let a top three defensive player, and he might not be three, walk away from your team.
Yeah.
Like, you have to re-sign him.
But I would, I've kind of just, anytime you're talking about a trade, it's just, you're starting to get into, it's a stretch to see if your team is going to be involved in it.
I know Sweat was a monster in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I know. He didn't have dominant numbers.
And I think he's a good player, but we've talked about this before. His numbers are kind of Arakpo-ish or Kerrigan-ish.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean,
he's never had, I think Kerrigan had better numbers.
Those guys
he's
are
never
better.
Had a season over 11 sacks.
Yeah.
The last two seasons, now he's in his prime. He's 27 years old, but his last two seasons, 6.5 sacks and 8 sacks. And I know I'm just looking at the sack numbers.
Will you look at the, where does he rank like against the run? All that? Look at the PFF stuff. Like, we compare him to Chase. Because Chase was very high in the pressure ranking, but like against the run, he was way down. I mean, he just popped so much in that Super Bowl.
So Josh Sweat overall grade, according to PFF, was a 75.7, which was 28th amongst edge rushers. Let me see if I can get his specific. You want his pass grade and his rush grade. All right. Pass rush grade, 71.5, 38th.
All right.
And his run defense grade, better. 48th.
Hmm. Yeah, I mean, he only
and
has...
And somehow that ends up 28th
that
overall.
That doesn't make sense.
He has one season with double-digit sacks.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, I'm sure he's a target.
You may be buying high off the Super Bowl.
I'd be a little bit wary. I'd have him down the list. I'd probably rather invest in a guy coming out of college that I liked more than paying him.
He's just
him.
A sure thing, though. Like, you know he's going to improve your defense. Like, you know
he should
improve your defense.
So your top free agent pass rushers, according to PFF, you've got Khalil Mack. He just seems old.
Yeah, I just feel like that name's been around forever.
But he's their fifth-ranked pass rusher overall. And then Josh Sweat's number two. And then you got Hassan Reddick from the Jets.
Here's an intriguing name. I saw that Joey Bosa might be a salary cap casualty for the Chargers. Would you be interested in a Bosa?
I would, but how old is Joey Bosa?
Joey
now?
Bosa, I'll tell you,
close to 30. I mean, I definitely would.
He's 29 years old.
Are we just assuming that Fowler's not coming back? Because, like, you bring up Chase Young, PFF actually has a comparison of Chase Young to Fowler, and
it's
pretty
like
comparable.
I like
now,
Fowler. What he did,
Chase Young, his pass rush win rate was 4% higher than Dante Fowler. All right. His run defense, actually, Chase Young is, his numbers were better than Dante Fowler's, but they're pretty close. Like, why are we just assuming they're going to move on from Dante Fowler? Well, the guy had double digit sacks.
They may keep him in the fold.
I think maybe.
It's just because they were so terrible against the run and we're throwing that on Dante Fowler's.
No. I think also there is some assumption that he's going to go somewhere and get paid. A little bit.
Yeah, but he bolstered his resume with his year here
in
D.C.
I think that's part of it. And I do think that, yeah, look, we just need to upgrade. We can't bring the same. That's why, as much as it infuriates Cakes, and I don't think that they will, but you could almost bring the same cast back offensively and go, well, all right, but at least we know we're going to get 29, 30 a game. They're not going to do that. But defensively, you can't bring the same band back.
Right.
You got to make changes.
It doesn't infuriate me. I just want better talent on offense.
Yeah, I think you're going to get it.
Like, some of those guys that were signed, they performed admirably. Like, Zaccheaus had a really good year. Noah Brown was very good until he got injured. I just feel like you can do better than those guys.
I think they will upgrade.
I feel like those are, like, kind of scrap heap level type of guys.
I think they're going to upgrade there. But they have to upgrade defensively.
Oh, without a doubt.
They have to. And that's why I'm like, this idea that Bobby Wagner is the 41st best player in football, I mean, get out of here.
You hate Bobby Wagner
slander. No, I like him. He's fine, but he's not the 41st best player in the league at this point in year 67.
Well, what I say about the PFF grade,
it's crazy.
It does seem odd because I would say, watching the defense, watching all the games this year, the guy who pops is Frankie Louvu.
I think
all of us probably have Louvu over Wagner. Yeah, he does. He makes some plays,
sure.
But Louvu makes more splashier plays, seems to have a bigger impact to me than Bobby Wagner. But maybe play in and play out, he's consistent. And he racks up the tackles. And I will say, even in the NFC Championship game, I believe Wagner had some good pressures.
No, he's a quality player. There's no doubt about it. It just has such limited range. Just, I don't know. It's hard for me to fathom him being that ranked that highly.
800-636-1067 is the number if you want to call us in the MGM National Harbor List Lines. What do you want them to do on defense? If Myles Garrett's off the board and a lot of people wanted them to trade for Myles Garrett, I'm sure there's a lot of people that don't believe these reports. They're not going to believe it. But the Cleveland Browns right now, they say they're steadfast. They're not trading him.
That could also be a negotiating stand.
It could,
like,
be.
It could just be grandstanding by them.
Yeah, but again, but it's almost like a Micah Parsons thing. Like, if you're going to trade Myles Garrett, why? What are you doing?
Right.
What do you want them to do? Would you be interested in somebody like Khalil Mack?
No.
All right, he's 33. Here's the thing about Mack. So last year he played 16 games. He only had 6 sacks. The year before that, he had 17.
Yeah. How'd that drop off happen? That's a big drop.
Did he just fall off the cliff?
Smashing into a wall.
That's from
17 to 6.
That's a big drop off. I don't want anything to do with that. I mean, I guess if you could sign him for 1 year and $5 million or something, sure, I'll take him. But no, he's not a priority.
He's played in the last three seasons 17, 17, and 16 games. So he's on the field all the time. But it is weird. He had that 17-sack season in 2023. The year before that, 8. The year after that, 6.
Yeah, I'm out. I'm out on Khalil Mack. Great player. Great career.
7 or 8 years ago,
yeah.
Give me all the Khalil Mack.
Yeah.
But at 33 plus?
No.
So you're out on Mack.
Yeah.
Sold on Sweat? You're in on Sweat.
I'm in on Sweat.
I'm not really fully sold on Sweat either.
I just think it'd be an upgrade.
You mentioned the perfect name. Very Brian Arakpo-esque stats.
I'd kill for Brian Arakpo.
Arakpo's
right now.
Stats actually way better because I think Arakpo basically every year was going to give you.
There's a lot of Brian Arakpo slander.
He would give you between 9 and 11 sacks basically every year.
Brian Arakpo?
Please do.
I would kill for Brian Arakpo. Prime Brian Arakpo. I would kill for that. We didn't have that. Brian Arakpo was a solid player. There's no reason to slander him.
Didn't want to take his hat off, though, during table manners.
No, he was grumpy.
I think you're overstating, though. Here's what Arakpo did. 11 sacks as a rookie.
Yep.
Then 8.5, then 9. 2012, he was injured. Then he had 10.
Yeah.
Okay, solid.
And then he was hurt, and he had a half.
That's exactly what I said. When he's healthy, he would give you between 9 and 11 sacks.
Yeah, I love that.
He's a 10-sack guy.
That's awesome.
Right?
Yeah.
Double-digit sacks is pretty damn good.
Valdez, are you with me? I see you laughing.
I'm kind of with you.
Yeah. I mean, why are we slandering 10 sacks? Chase Young would kill for 10 sacks.
Cakes wants someone who is, like, in the prime of their career.
He wants TJ Watt.
Prime of their career.
Yes. 17 sacks.
Cheap.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Right. Not injury prone.
Yeah. Very twitchy.
He's basically he's looking for a leprechon in free agency.
Yeah. You're pretty much right.
What Cakes is shopping for, teams don't sell.
Yeah. You guys got to realize.
You're pretty much right. I have high standards.
I know.
My standards are high. I can't lower my standards.
Your boy Joey Bosa, who you're foaming at the mouth for, gave you 5 sacks last year.
I'm foaming at the mouth for Joey Bosa.
Well, you were lobbying for him.
I mean, it's just the Bosas are pretty good when they're healthy.
I mean, like, Cakes wants a unicorn signing in free agency. It doesn't happen.
It doesn't have to be in free agency. Adam Peters, it's your job to go find one of those guys in the second or third round of the draft.
Hold up. Would you rather touch Joey Bosa than Josh Sweat? Joey Bosa, let me just give you a little information.
Isn't Bosa a little bit older?
2021. They're probably about the same age.
A little longer than tooth.
They're about the same age.
I think he's 29. Sweat might be 28. That's like a year difference.
Again, about the same age. say 10.5 sacks in 2021. Since then, 5 games played in 2022, 2.5 sacks.
Right.
2023, 9 games played, 6.5 sacks.
There's a reason the Chargers
want to
cut him.
This year, 5 sacks.
The Chargers are looking at his big fat salary cap number and saying, well, we're not paying you $25 million or whatever your number is.
I might be the only guy.
I think all things being equal, bring back Fowler.
Yeah, I don't know. Cakes, who are you tantalized by in free agency? I'm not talking about a trade.
Pass rusher?
Yeah, pass rusher.
I don't know if I'm tantalized by any of them because they all have warts. They all are imperfections.
So you would rather, in your world, find someone in the first 5 rounds of the draft.
Yeah, rather than overpay a Bosa or a Khalil Mack trying to get to the pass rusher with his walker. No, thank you.
I don't understand it. Kicks, I'm not trying to grill you, but I just don't understand it. You're knocking the production of Sweat. But your way out of this is to draft somebody with no production whatsoever in the league.
Resume, you have no idea.
If you want to throw a bunch of money at Sweat, I'm fine with that.
It doesn't have to be a bunch of money.
Just don't come complaining to me when he only gives you 7.5 sacks.
All right, but it doesn't have to be.
Where's this double-digit sack guy that everybody's talking about?
He's crushing that. But he thinks someone in the fourth round will automatically come in and give you 7.5 sacks.
I didn't say fourth round. I said second or third round. Okay? Come on. Work with me here, Valdez.
The other part of the equation, though, is taking him from the Eagles. So,
yeah,
like, you get the production here, but you also take away from them. It's like a double win.
But it's not like they wouldn't replace him.
They would replace him, but not necessarily with somebody better. You know?
Maybe you want them.
Especially if he performs at a high level.
Maybe you want them giving him a big fat contract that he probably doesn't deserve because he's coming off the Super Bowl, which might have been the game of his life.
Come on, man.
Yeah, I know you're playing a Rakpo clip. So I hear you.
I mean, there's only a few times I can play a Brian Rakpo clip and it makes sense.
All right, let's go to Rob's Orlando, right? If you want to chime in, Rob, what's up, buddy? You're on with the Junkies.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, what's up, fellas? I'm going to tell you, man, the problem with this defense, man, is these two defensive tackles, man. That's what it is. Listen, Dante Fowler had 10.5 sacks. That's not bad.
No,
that's not
of course.
Bad. I know sometimes it's when you have sacks, are you getting them in the first quarter or are you getting them in the fourth quarter? So that make a difference. But 10.5 sacks ain't bad. It's these tackles, man. These two tackles that we have, man, they're the last two that's left out of the first round pick drafts we had with Sweat, Chase, and these two guys. And these two guys do not shed tackles. I mean, they do not shed blocks. They rarely make plays in the backfield. When they get blocked, they just block. I mean, it's these tackles, man.
Yeah, Daron Payne.
I think they're going to break him up.
Daron Payne.
Thank you for the call.
Getting paid a lot. He's, you know, more expensive right now than Jonathan Allen, I think.
Plus, Jonathan Allen I don't think he has any guaranteed money left on his current deal.
Daron Payne was ranked. This is PFF.
Yeah.
You know, we were talking about their grades before, but he was ranked 125th out of 219 tackles.
I mean, that is very mediocre production for a guy who's getting paid. I think he's getting paid north of $20 million a season.
Yeah.
Something in that range.
They're not getting great bang for their buck there.
No.
John is hard to rank it because John missed so much of the season.
He's ranked similarly. He's ranked 119th.
Yeah.
So your tackles were ranked 119th and 125th, according to Pro Football Focus.
Yeah. It's time to at least split them up. Get some more time for Johnny Newton and probably find somebody else.
Coming up next, our pal Mike Marr with his classic movie review on The Junkies.